All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. Hobo, Frank, and Chris. We thank Barry Koval and Chris Wright for joining us tonight. We've already done the LeClaire Ryan play of the game earlier. So Frank's going to talk a little bit about the next couple of weeks as far as the show is concerned.
Well, we are 100% certain that Terrence Gates, a.k.a. the Enforcer, will join us next week. And 90% certain he might be able to join us in studio, so that'll be a lot of fun. Beyond that, we have asked for Coach Mike London to join us, if not next week, maybe the week thereafter.
Yeah, either the next week, the 23rd or the 30th. And incidentally, Virginia plays a home game next Monday night at 7 o'clock right after our show. The Hoos will be playing Norfolk State. And then Monday the 30th, they also have a 7 o'clock tip at Tennessee. So right after our show, you'll be able to go right to the broadcast of the Virginia basketball game.
And so we're going to kick it over to Chris Sill, who's going to give us the Olympic sports report.
All right. So we already talked about the soccer team lost 2-1 to Maryland in the College Cup, but finished the season with a 13-6-5 record. Deep runs, Todd Wharton had the one goal for the Cavaliers, and that was on a PK. Field hockey, Ellie Buckley was named the State Player of the Year, and then Lucy Hyams was named the State Rookie of the Year. In women's soccer, third-year Morgan Bryan was named one of four nominees for the Honda Sports Award, and she's a third year. I already said that. And then swimming, signed 13 new swimmers for the upcoming class, and one of them is Millsy Godwin's Jesse Gavozdes, and I know I'm saying that incorrectly, but congratulations to Jesse. It's always good to see some local people coming in. Nova always brings in big people. And then women's basketball hosts Maryland Eastern Shore on Tuesday night, tomorrow, to try and snap a four-game losing streak. So let's hope they can get back on track.
And one more item.
And then one other piece is Eric Byrd was named third-team All-American, and he is a third year out of Virginia Beach for UVA soccer team.
Which is exciting.
And I did see that Anthony Harris was picked somewhere today as a first-team All-American, and I think that's the first time
The Walter Camp.
Since Chris Long.
Yeah, which is exciting, and he deserves it. Anthony Harris, barring the terrible call down at Miami, had an extraordinary season, and hopefully he can lead the entire Wahoo defense next year back to prominence, because he has set a fine example.
Well, the secondary should be pretty good, particularly, and they got the other kid from down in Tidewater coming in as a freshman, too. What is it, yeah. Quinn Blanding? Is that his name?
He's a player's player. Absolutely. So, and you got Demetrius Nicholson coming back. You got Daquan Romero. You got a bunch of talented kids coming back.
There's no reason we can't be Auburn,
Why not? Hey, if Auburn could go from the bottom to the top, why can't the Hoos?
Yeah.
That's our new stance.
And they're doing it in a tough league.
Right.
It's a little tough to go from bottom to top in the Southeastern Conference.
So you would think we could do it in the ACC.
Absolutely.
I mean, although Florida State is competing for the national championship.
Well, we're going to have time to talk about that. Do you think Florida State will beat Auburn?
You know what? Now that Jameis Winston has won every award that they can put out there, and he has survived the legal scrutiny involved with his situation.
You don't have to make a pick yet. We'll have a couple of more weeks to ponder this.
It appears on paper that Florida State will win this thing, but listen, anybody that can beat Alabama by returning a missed field goal attempt.
I think it's going to be a heck of a football game.
Listen, that was unbelievable. That was the play of the year.
Should be a game worthy of a national championship caliber game. So the Hoos Saturday at, 4 o'clock against Northern Iowa, a tough game there.
We'll be there.
Interesting game here at the Coliseum. VCU and Virginia Tech play on Saturday as well. So a lot of basketball coming up after we get off the exam break here.
And while we got the last 30 seconds here, the Times-Dispatch Invitational Basketball Tournament. High school teams, St. Christopher's, Trinity Episcopal, John Marshall, Matoaka, Highland Springs, Henrico, Benedictine, and Armstrong going at it this weekend. Get down and see some good high school basketball.
Talk to you next week, Monday night, 6 o'clock.
Go Hoos. Go Hoos.